Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 311. Do we really believe in three gods? One of the problems that is like a wall keeping Muslims from even considering Christianity is their idea that we worship three gods. They cite as evidence the Christian doctrine of the Trinity is that word in the Bible? Do we really believe in three gods? The Bible is clear, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Jesus agreed, Jesus answered him one of the scribes, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Paul said, there is one Lord, one God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. For us there is only one God, the Father, of whom are all things, and we for him. And one Lord Jesus Christ. There is but one God. We are monotheists. But Jesus commanded us to baptize believers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. How can we explain to Muslims that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are not three gods or two, but one? Long, complex theological and philosophical treatises are usually over their heads. And we can use only the Bible for evidence. As one who lived among Muslims with frequent contact for 24 years in East Africa, I often pondered how. 1. Jesus directs us how to pray, Our Father in heaven. 2. A perhaps too simple illustration is H2O, one substance. If you see it first as ice, you don't know what it is. But melt it down and it becomes water that you can drink and bathe in. But it still must stay in one place. Heat it some more and it becomes steam, vapor, or clouds, and is everywhere. But it is all still H2O. Helpful? Maybe not. But pray for wisdom,